From the Prime Minister down, the big banks have been copping a bit of flak for not passing on Tuesday's interest rate cut in full. And for some borrowers, there's possibly another sting coming. The banking regulator APRA has recently issued a definition of what an owner-occupier loan is. And it says that should apply to one place of residence, meaning holiday homes or second residences are now excluded. And that could mean higher interest rates for some borrowers and greater risks for some banks. Potentially, 100,000 loans could be captured by this. With more, I'm joined now by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. This sounds like bad news and a shock to some borrowers who've set up two residences under the previous system.
Well, indeed, Sabra, and this change is set to come into effect in January 2022. And APRA is currently consulting with the banks, who are no doubt concerned that the goalposts on loans for secondary residences are being shifted. These secondary residences are holiday homes and apartments, as you said, but importantly, ones that aren't being rented out and only used occasionally. But under a new statistical system brought in by APRA, a primary residence has to be one or the other, but not both. Banking Day Associate Editor George Lekakis has been crunching the numbers on the new rules, and he told me that he's seeing potentially a very big blowout in bank loan books, which are now more exposed to investment properties, and that could see banks forced to put more capital aside to deal with potential shocks.
Well, I think it's a bit of a time bomb, a ticking time bomb, based on the signal that APRA's given. These reclassified loans are now considered investment loans, and they should attract a higher capital impost. And when that happens, the rates on those loans are going to go up.
And so as a result, banks may have no choice but to pass on these additional costs for capital requirements in higher interest rates.
Correct. APRA has instructed the banks to allow individual borrowers only one occupier loan against a property which a borrower describes as their principal place of residence. And at the moment, investment borrowers are paying something like between 0.6 and 0.8% more than an owner-occupier borrower. That's a pretty low differential because we're in a declining rate environment. But if rates were to start going up, I'd expect to see that differential widen.
This is obviously causing grief for borrowers who took out a loan under the previous rules, and now they must be aggrieved that the goalposts appear to have been shifted.
Well, the banks, I don't think, have begun to inform those potentially affected borrowers about this situation because the banks are waiting for APRA to clarify what the future capital treatment will be for those loans.
And just to be clear, there's a consultation period underway before the change begins in January 2022, but I'd expect there'd be some intense lobbying by banks in the meantime.
I think that's already begun, and what borrowers will need is time so that they can make a rational decision as to whether they want to continue to service a higher cost mortgage going forward.
And which of the big four banks is the most exposed to this?
It's pretty clear that it's Westpac. In July, at least $30 billion, perhaps even $35 billion worth of home loans were reclassified on Westpac's books to investment. So Westpac borrowers are the most exposed to this repricing risk.
That's Banking Day Associate Editor George Lekakis. And Peter, just on that point, how has Westpac responded to its potential exposure from these tighter definitions?
Well, Sabra, Westpac says it's too early to comment, but will be cooperating with APRA during the consultation period. But I understand there's going to be a lot of lobbying in the background to have the current loan agreements grandfathered. The Commonwealth Bank, which is Australia's biggest home lender, has discounted the APRA statistical changes and says there's no impact on customers or serviceability problems for home loans.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.